You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. We've got a wonderful, wonderful show in store for you with a very, very dear guest who will be coming on the line shortly. Oh, we already got tons of people hopping on the Facebook Live. Thank you, Julian, Sanaya, Shweta. Oh, Shweta, darling, great to see you. Brad, brother, glad to see you guys are all on the Facebook Live. I really appreciate you all, and I really appreciate you all coming on board and continuing to support the show. Please share the video if you're enjoying today's show. Please don't keep us the best kept secret in New York City. Let's get the word out there and let everybody know about us. I hope you guys are doing well. We've got a nip in the air in New York City today. As many, many people have been saying, feels like we went from summer straight into winter here in New York. And I know around the world, literally around the world, the weather has been really kind of wacky lately. So let's just be mindful of that, because I don't know about you, but I've noticed for myself, I've needed more sleep, more rest, more self-care. So it's really something that to be mindful of the environment that we're in, and be mindful that when the environment is not normal, we need to take slightly better care of ourselves. Okay. All right, let's get into our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. I'm sure you've been fondly awaiting them all week long. Let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us today. First, from the universe. About those ground rules, you know, quote, paying your dues, opportunity only knocking once, and early birds getting the worms. Well, they were all made up by loving parents who wanted more for their kids than they ever had, yet who knew absolutely nothing of life's magic, conspiring elements, and other sundry woo-woo. Yeah, let's blow their loving minds. Woo-hoo, the universe, yes. All right, what a great, great quote from the universe today. And one which is actually a little bit more profound than it sounds. You know, Mike Dooley, when he makes these quotes, he always makes them kind of fun, makes them kind of, you know, cheerful. But this is actually a really interesting quote, because we have all heard these sayings, you know, you have to pay your dues to get there. It takes 30 years to be an overnight sensation. Opportunity is rare. You have to work hard. You have to do this. You have to do that. And you know what? They're all just conceptions that somebody had a long time ago that got repeated over and over and over again until it became a cliche, until it became something that was such a part of the collective consciousness that everyone just accepted it as true. And because everyone accepted it as true, it became even more true. And so what Mike Dooley is trying to say here is, these things were made up in order to help us to maybe have more opportunity to work harder, to have more than previous generations. But they were operating at a different level of consciousness than we are. Every generation, we learn more, we evolve more, we become more fully actualized as human beings. And so the truth is, we don't have to follow those rules. They're not rules, they're ideas. And those ideas, can I say they don't apply to anyone anymore? No, of course not. But they don't have to apply to us anymore. And the less we live into those rules and the more we reprogram our consciousness to say that, you know what? I don't have to get up early to catch the worm. I don't have to work 30 years to be an overnight sensation. I don't have to, follow all of these, made up ideas that people have had for centuries. I can do something different. I can do something amazing. I can create miracles. And you know what? You absolutely can. You absolutely 100% can make miracles and do not have to follow all of those old rules. So yeah, let's blow their loving minds. Let's show our parents, our ancestors, society at large, that things do not have to be the way they've always been, that we can make them different. Awesome. Oh, what a great quote from the universe. I love it. Okay. Let's say, and also very apropos for my guest today. All right, let's see what Abraham has today. We want to help you to find and practice and accomplish the vibrational frequency that allows the cars and the lovers and all of the physical trappings that are important to you. You do live in a physical world, but there is nothing about your physical world that is not spirit-based. There is nothing about your physical world that is not source-based. Abraham. Ah, another wonderful quote, very much in alignment with the first one, because it's all about energy. You've heard us talk about this time and time again. How our world works, and the reason why, in a way, why the first quote was so true was because of how everything is energy. And, I've taught people about law of attraction for years, and I still, with the quotes and stuff, talk about it a lot, but not as much as I used to, because I find that people always get the wrong impression about the law of attraction. They always have this feeling that it's all about, kind of like manipulating the universe into getting what we want. That's about, if I do these visualizations and I do this, I'm going to get exactly that physical manifestation that I want. And yes, you can. And yes, you will. But if that's all you focus on, you're missing the point. Because the point of practicing the law of attraction is not about getting the stuff, and you will get the stuff. The point is it's about reprogramming our consciousness to understand that we and everything around us is energy. We are spirit incarnate. And as spirit, it is not the stuff that's so important. And yes, we can get lots of stuff. We can manifest amazing things, and we will. But the only reason why we will is because of our alignment energetically and spiritually with what opens our hearts up, with what evolves our souls, with what really feeds us as energetic beings. And so the point of Law of Attraction is about recognizing that all this manifestation, all this physical stuff is purely an excuse. An excuse for us to raise our vibration, for us to, and when I say raise our vibration, it's really about our frequency. It's about more and more aligning ourselves with that frequency of love. Yes, there, I said it. It's all about love. It's all about loving ourselves. It's about loving those around us. It's about loving the world, the nature around us. It's about loving the whole universe around us. And I'm sorry to say, and I know this might disappoint some people who are listening, but that also means loving everything that we don't like about us. Because as energetic beings, as spiritual beings, we are connected to everything in the universe. All the light and all the dark. All the peaceful, beautiful, scenic scenes around the universe and all of the violent, disturbing, awful, horrible feeling things as well. You see, we're all little arms of God. We're all little aspects of the universe. And to condemn any aspect is only to condemn an aspect of ourselves. Now, does this mean that we need to encourage those things? Does this mean that we lean into those things that just feel awful? No. It's just recognizing that those involved with those things that just don't feel good in our hearts, that is the lesson their soul needs to learn to bring them to a place where they realize that's not the way to be. That's not the way to align themselves with their spirits. That's not the way to align themselves with their true heart's desire. It's a tough lesson, and it's one that came to me recently in ceremony. You know, we all think to be one with the universe, to be one with everything is a beautiful, blissful experience. And yes, it is. But if we don't allow ourselves to be one with everything, even those people who annoy us, who grate on our nerves, who, when they tweet, make us shake our head in disbelief, they are as much a part of us as any other part. So we better get used to it. And having love for those other aspects of ourselves does not mean we condone their behavior, does not mean we agree with what they say or do. It just means we come from a loving place. And it means maybe instead of cursing them, we pray for them. Instead of berating them and putting them down and finding reasons to separate ourselves from them, we look for reasons to find it how we're connected to them. And what would we want if we were a soul incarnate in that person's body? And what would we need to wake up? What would we need? What kind of love and acceptance and maybe that firm that firm and knowing love when like a parent disciplining a child not to put their hand on the stove because they don't want the child to get burned. it's coming from that place, coming from that inflection, coming from that attitude makes all the difference in the world. We may not have to change anything we say or do, but when we come from a more heart-centered place, what we do and say has a much, much, much greater impact. Awesome. So, two wonderful, amazing, beautiful quotes of the day. And my guest is on the phone line. I'm going to bring her on right after this break. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon Eastern to 1 p.m. And we will be right back with my guest after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Did you know you've been playing poker your whole life, even if you've never played a hand of cards? Hi, I'm Ellen Lakend, author of Poker Woman and host of the new show, Poker Divas. On the show, I talk about how poker strategy helps you win in business, life, and love. Tune in live every Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo, woo!
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I'm so pleased. And just a quick shout out to some of my friends on the Facebook Live. Jane, Bahar, Denise, Catherine, welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour as well. So now it is my extreme pleasure to welcome a dear friend, an amazing woman, Andrea Adler, to the show. Andrea is a fellow serial entrepreneur. She pioneered holistic marketing back in the early 80s and is the founder of HolisticPR.com. She is an author, international speaker, workshop presenter, coach, and consultant. Her three books on holistic marketing, PR for the Holistic Healer, Creating an Abundant Practice, and The Science of Spiritual Marketing, all sell all over the place worldwide. You can find them on Amazon and everywhere. And her newest venture is the Spanda Cards. Let me hold that up for our Facebook audience. For the entrepreneurial spirit, this is a desktop oracle that she co-wrote with Sheila Lewis. It's hot off the press and published by Beyond Words. And this unique deck is the first card deck to bring ancient wisdom together with business acumen. In addition, her recent breakout novel, Pushing Upward, which is published by Hay House, won the Los Angeles Book Festival Award and was Hay House's Pick of the Month. She is currently writing the screenplay for the book and co-producing the film with Gerard DiPego. It's my pleasure to welcome Andrea. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, Sam. Good to hear your voice. Good to be on the show. Thank you so much.
Ah, my pleasure. I was very happy to have you come back on because you are somebody who has really you know, seen such changes, like myself, who's kind of been around this quote unquote spiritual woo woo stuff, and how it's really changed over the years to become so much more acceptable and so much more integrated into a lot of what's going on in the business world.
Absolutely. The change has been quite amazing, because when I started, you know, just even naming my books, you know, or having anything to do with holistic marketing, people thought it was an oxymoron.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about? You know, especially the population that I was really wanting to support, which was the holistic therapeutic community, because they were so gifted and so clueless about marketing. And they all felt, many of them felt, that their gifts were God-given and they didn't have to charge for it.
Right, right.
They had a rude awakening when the bills came and the rent was due.
Right, it was kind of like, it'll tarnish what I do if I have to charge money for it, or if I have to convince people to buy something.
You know, and many of us feel that way as artists. You know, we know this is a God-given gift. It's not strictly business. It's not corporate, where you go into a job every day and you get your paycheck. These are, you know, at the root entrepreneurs. And they're starting their businesses using, you know, their gifts and changing and shifting, introducing their modalities, and not feeling like they want to charge because it's been such a gift for them.
Right.
So I once remember doing a workshop in upstate New York where the whole group of women, I just overlooked this sea of women and saw that they were all part of the witch trials, you know, in Massachusetts, where they were hung for using their gifts. And it was astounding to me how all of them had trouble with their throat chakra. And communicating their gifts and their modalities so that they could make the money that they needed to make. But first they had to understand that these were gifts and that they could charge people for them because there was such a need, especially after 9/11.
Right.
That's actually when I sat down and wrote Creating an Abundant Practice. The PR for the Holistic Healer was not what they wanted. They wanted nothing to do with PR.
Right.
So I clearly had the wrong title. I saw that what they really wanted to do was create an abundant practice, and that book took me around the world.
But
throughout these years of working with the holistic therapeutic community and then realizing this modality works for anybody in any business, I sat down and wrote The Science of Spiritual Marketing, which has nothing to do with the internet. It's really about the fundamentals, the art and science of marketing that can be applied to the internet and anything that we do.
And is just as relevant today as when you wrote it.
It really is. I wanted this to be the Bible for marketing, having nothing to do with the internet. Because once you understand these principles, they are applicable to any business and marketing any business.
Right.
So your name has to coincide with the business and the mind map and, you know, what's your soul's calling and all of that juicy stuff.
Right.
So I'm really so happy with this book still and give it out, you know, as gifts. It still sells quite a bit. But all in all, throughout the years of being this serial entrepreneur, there were many times when I sat alone, you know, working on different projects and really wanted somebody to talk to or somebody to help me raise my consciousness from my anger, for instance, or my obligatory knee-jerk reaction. And I've always been a lover of oracles. In fact, my novel, Pushing Upward, is about a young girl who discovers the I Ching and uses it as her GPS. And what I love about oracles is that many times it answers the question that you have, but it also answers questions you didn't even know you had.
Right.
Very interesting. I had two Chinese girls in my apartment community come and walk down the halls last night, and I opened the door because I heard them. I went, "Are either of you internet compatible?" Because I need help with my computer. And it was so interesting that they turned out to be Chinese girls, because of the Chinese ancient oracle. And anyway, I ended up doing the I Ching for them, answering their questions about their boyfriends and about their parents. The synchronicity of that was just unbelievable.
That's funny. That's funny.
And before even I met them, I had a prayer to God. I said, "Dear God," because I had been to the Genius store, you know, Mac stores, three times, and they couldn't figure out what was going on with my keychain. And I went, "I really need help, and I can't go back to the Genius bar. They just don't get it."
Right.
And these two Chinese girls walk down my hall, and I go, "Excuse me," but, and they go, "Oh, yeah, I work at such and such a place. I work," you know, they came in, spent 3 hours here working on my computer, and I threw the I Ching.
Oh, wow, great.
And they
fixed your problem?
The Sponda deck. So the Sponda cards, let me just explain Sponda.
Mm-hmm.
Sponda is a Sanskrit word which means pulsation, the throb, before creation. So it's that very special place that we can get in touch with most easily when we meditate, because we're listening for that deeper throb. And when we really start to listen, we can react from a stronger place, a more authentic place. We're sort of connected to source when we feel that space. So Hugh and I have both been entrepreneurs for many years,
mm-hmm.
having the same issues.
Mm-hmm.
And she had just finished a card deck of working with somebody else for children. And I said, "Let's do a card deck for entrepreneurs, so they feel they have a companion with them at all times." And we literally spent a year creating 52 cards that would answer the question that many entrepreneurs have. And I specifically moved to Silicon Valley so I would breathe in the conversations they were having and not having. So she was in New York. I'm in L.A. There's a lot of woo-woo cards that are out there.
Right, a lot of oracle
cards
decks.
That are beautiful.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of business cards. But there's not the combination of ancient wisdom and business acumen. And we went to explore. And boy, it was an incredible journey. We would meditate many times for, you know, like a week on one card to make sure we hit the core issue and then help to elevate the mantra or the mantraka shakti in Sanskrit, the power of those words, so people would be elevated to the next level of answering that question.
Right.
So I'll give you a for instance.
I have the deck here. I was just shuffling a bit. I'm going to hold it up for our Facebook Live audience. It's nice orange on one side, and then it has just a short thing. And so the one I came up with was morning rituals. And it says, "Morning rituals uplift our spirit, bring substance and joy. They give us comfort and shape our day."
So then you look into the booklet, and it gives an explanation of that haiku or that aphorism. And a takeaway. So you have the booklet there, right?
Yep, I have the booklet here. And so this
And look up the number.
And the number is 48. It's a good number. And, 47, 48. And it says, well, there's a lot here, but I'll just read the takeaway. So the takeaway is, before you leave the house in the morning, pick up the phone and turn on your computer, start with a ritual or two that empowers and centers you for the day. Meditate, exercise, and enjoy a fresh brewed cup of coffee, tea, or juice. Follow this with an invocation or affirmation. Try these. My day unfolds in perfect harmony and alignment and with my highest good. Vast improvement permeates every phase of my life now.
So that's, you know, obviously one example. I think competitiveness is a very big issue. So we wrote The Competitive Edge as the title. Why compete with others? Compete only with yourself. When you are poised for success, external competition drops away. So, for instance, even when my son was in his youth, he's now a very successful drummer in New York and Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I always used to say, there's no competition. There's only competition with yourself.
Right.
So I wanted to write this out. And it now says, unhealthy competition is a sure recipe for failure. It is a stance that places us in a chronic stage of vigilance, a body that stiffens and pushes against a perceived opponent. We have the tendency to compete when we listen to others and feel less than, when we are jealous of someone else's good fortune, when we want to feel superior. The addiction of competition subsides when we stop looking at others and respond only to our own truth. And the takeaway is, when the competition instinct rises, ask yourself, am I doing what I love? Is there a choice for me to do something different? Don't allow jealousy to impede your momentum. Stop when envy and your desire to make yourself greater than another arises. Check inside and see if your sponda is prompting you to choose a higher road.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, okay, I want you to hold the thought there. Hold it there, Andrew. We've got to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the sponda cards. And I also want to ask you a little bit about, you know, weaving your spiritual practice into your daily business life as well, okay?
Great.
All right, so everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking this hour with Andrea Adler, a creator, a co-creator of the Sponda cards, which you can find on Amazon and bookstores, Barnes & Noble, all over the place. So everybody, please stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you like comic books and movies? How about TV and pop culture? Then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Michael Dolce, host of Secrets of the Sire. Joined every week by my co-host, Hassan, Lord of the Radio Godwin. Together, we have over 15 years' experience creating graphic novels, screenplays, and more. Join us as we bring you the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. Join me to uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to living a healthy life. Join us every Wednesday at my new time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon Eastern to 1 p.m. And we're talking this hour with Andrea Adler, creator of the Sponda Cards Business Oracle Deck. Oh. So, Andrea, I mean, this is something that you created as a tool for really business people to use to help with, like, day-to-day kinds of issues. You talked before about competition. We talked about morning rituals. I mean, there's a lot of different things here, and I want people to really understand that this is really an outgrowth of sort of your own spiritual practices that you've also integrated into your business life, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we really wanted to create a fusion in our own lives. And by contemplating on each of these issues, these aphorisms, we were unable to unlock our own intuition, alleviate stress, and they actually trigger more aha moments because we're seeing these issues differently and moving into a higher consciousness by dealing with them in a way that doesn't turn people off or, you know, create anger or resentment. It's just been an amazing tool, even for me. I use the cards every day. It's like, what do I have to learn today? Or I'm having an issue with someone and it pops up. And that's the beauty of oracles. I'm actually going to do a documentary after Pushing Upward comes out, the film, on the genesis of divine intervention. Because that's what an oracle does. It creates divine intervention. It intervenes from a divine place, much higher than the mind can go.
Right. Right. So what is your hope when people like find these cards, they pick them up, they buy them? How are you hoping people are going to use these cards?
Well, I'm hoping that the entrepreneur feels comforted by having these cards at their disposal when they have reached a conundrum or an issue that they can't deal with with their mind, and helping them to pause instead of using that knee-jerk reaction.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, my son used to say to me, before you send an angry email, Mom, why don't you wait a day?
Yes, very good advice.
And I go, you're absolutely right. Yeah, no, he's a little guru himself. So
I'm curious.
Help you pause.
Yeah. When did the cards come out? They just came out like recently, right? A month or so ago?
Yeah, just a few weeks ago.
Just a few weeks ago.
They're hot off the press. And I tell you, people are buying them like crazy for Christmas gifts. Already.
Wonderful.
Major companies are looking into purchasing them for their employees because it's not just for the entrepreneur, it's for the employee who wants to cultivate the entrepreneurial spirit.
Right.
I mean, that's what employers want. They don't want sheep, necessarily. They want people with great ideas, who are enthusiastic, who use their intuition, and that's who will be drawn to the cards.
So I'm curious, in just the time that they've come out, I know it's not a long time, have you had anybody let you know about a way in which they use the card deck that like really helped them in their day? You know, just you know, a particular story of how it's helped somebody?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Somebody just emailed me from Puerto Vallarta, purchased the cards, owns a gallery, and is using them every day with his clients, with people who walk in, you know, out of the street and off the street and just want a certain picture. And, you know, yeah, he uses it all the time.
Wow. Awesome. And
I think for college kids, too, I think it could be a great aid, you know, college kids who are about to move into the marketplace and use these cards when they're not used to doing business. It's a great tool.
Oh, okay.
So we're trying to get them into college bookstores.
Right. So, I mean, would you consider these cards more of like a spiritual tool for somebody to use or more of a practical business tool?
Well, our goal was to create both.
Okay.
Because we need both. We need to have that practical, you know, left brain and the spiritual right brain, or creative right brain.
Right.
So, you know, when I was in Silicon Valley, I'm very enamored by Elon Musk. So I created a card specifically about him.
Oh,
which
yes.
was the Genius Paradox.
Right.
You know, I won't read the card, but basically it's about the conundrum of working for a Steve Jobs or a Elon Musk, mm-hmm. who are brilliant, mm-hmm. and you sort of like bow down to them, and yet they drive you crazy on some level.
Right.
Do they want things yesterday? Or it's like, how do you deal with that kind of personality and still maintain your own equanimity?
Right.
So there's a card just for that situation.
Right.
So it's really about the fusion of the spiritual and the practical. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. And, you know, I really want people to understand, you know, your background of, you know, you're not somebody who like came into, you know, doing yoga recently. You've been, and all the spiritual stuff. I mean, you've been a devotee and you've had been on a very strong spiritual path for most of your life.
Certainly since my early 20s. Yes.
Right. And
I lived in a meditation center for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been involved on a spiritual path for 45 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I still meditate every single day. And I also mm-hmm. do a morning chant that just sort of aligns me
mm-hmm.
and just connects me to some place I can't get to on my own without doing these practices. There's an elevated state that takes place. And I don't do them every single day. There are times where I broke my arm recently, so I've been in quite a bit of pain. And I just sometimes just lie in bed and meditate without sitting up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the practice of going inside and really listening to that sponda. In fact, I created a workshop while I was in Silicon Valley called Ignite Your Genius. Because don't we all want to get in touch with that genius inside of us?
Right.
Which I believe we can all tap into.
Right.
So it's called Ignite Your Genius with Sponda Meditation and Improvisational Theater Game.
Oh.
I was an actress in my youth.
Mm-hmm.
I studied for quite a few years. Mm-hmm. I'm actually starting an institute soon called the Adler Institute for the Arts to include acting and improvisational theater and working with businessmen and women on their presentation skills and working with new writers.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited about this.
Wonderful.
And so it's the fusion, once again, of going deep in meditation. In fact, when I was in Silicon Valley working with this group of people, it was a meetup group that met
mm-hmm.
regularly. They invited me to do this workshop. And they couldn't, these are people that do not meditate regularly.
Right.
And they couldn't get enough.
Oh, really?
They wanted the whole 8 hours to be about meditation.
Yeah.
And eventually, you know, we started playing these games that, you know, are very simple to begin with and become more complicated and complex because they're very smart people. So you can't just be playing really simple, childish games. It became very complex, and yet they had to learn how to pivot and be in the present moment, which they don't have the opportunity to do when they're sitting in a computer all day.
Right. Right.
So I'm really hoping that once these Sponda cards get introduced and the workshop gets introduced, that they'll understand the power of this workshop and invite me to come and do it, which they already have, but the cards weren't out yet.
So
we use the cards in the workshop as well as take them into a deep Sponda meditation. The games that they play are intercepted with the cards and then meditation.
Mm.
One thing I experienced when I was in India was the incredible opportunity I had to experience flow in its highest state.
Ooh.
It was very disciplined there.
Uh-huh.
And we'd get up every morning I would get up. Everybody had different schedules, but I would get up every morning at 3 o'clock, go to the cave, and meditate for 2 to 3 hours.
Wow.
Then there'd be breakfast, a morning chant, seva, selfless service, a pause, we'd have lunch, another pause, do more seva, an evening chant, have dinner, and go to sleep.
Hmm.
Now, that schedule was so sublime after a while. At first, it was pretty intense.
Yeah, I can
But
imagine.
After a while, you really got to understand the flow of the energy that we have during an entire day. Every day seemed like a year because of everything that got packed into that day.
Right, right. Okay.
I tried to recreate that, when I got home by meditating and chanting, doing my work, pausing. And a lot of people, especially if you're in a corporate situation, don't get a chance to pause.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Andrea, I want you to hold
lunch.
It. Andrea, can you hold it there for me? Because we have to take our last break of the show. And when we come back, I would like just the opportunity for you to talk about pushing upward. So that we can let people know about that as well. So, we got a whole bunch more people on the Facebook Live. Nahaz, Chuck, Anna, William, Mark, Stan, another Mark. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't go away. We're going to be right back after these quick commercial break. Hold on.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
The best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. Join me to uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to living a healthy life. Join us every Wednesday at my new time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking this hour to Andrea Adler, creator of the Oracle Card Deck, Spanda Cards, which are awesome. You guys have to go out there and get it. They're really amazing cards. So, Andrea, before we went to break, you were talking about sort of the rhythm that you got into in India of sort of a really sort of strict kind of discipline of meditating and chanting and doing service and meditating and chanting and doing service and sort of the flow you experienced from that. And then when you came back from India, what happened with that flow?
Well, it wasn't so easy. you didn't have hundreds of people, you know, doing the same thing as you're doing.
Right,
so you really
right.
had to, I mean, I've always been very disciplined with meditation because I just don't function as well without doing it.
Mm.
And then the morning chant, once again, repeating the Sanskrit mantras are very powerful and sort of change your DNA.
Mm.
So those two things I do pretty regularly.
Okay.
And especially now that I broke my arm, I'm pausing a lot more than I'm used to. But
good, good.
Taking these pauses are so healthy.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, we don't really have a lot of time left. I really want to get to pushing upward. What was the inspiration for the book? You said it's a book about a woman who discovers the I Ching.
Well, it's actually based on my story.
Ah, okay.
99.9% of that book was about me.
Uh-huh.
The 1% has been changed, which is why I called it fiction, so I'm not in court the rest of my life.
Names have been changed to protect Andrea.
It's based on a true story.
Okay.
And it's about, you know, when in my 20s, I was a waif in the wind, you know, coming from a small town in Michigan, wanting to pursue a theatrical career, and being lost, you know, without family, without support, without anybody to talk to or have a mentor with. And I walked into the Bodhi Tree bookstore and found this book. It was like shimmering off the shelf. And I picked it up, and that book changed my life. It literally became my GPS that helped me navigate every single aspect of my life.
And that
and
book
so
was?
She, you know, I'll talk about Sandra, who's the that's the character's name.
Uh-huh.
She discovers this book and uses it as her GPS to navigate a torrid love affair, demons from the past, a rape she remembers, and her life as an actress in L.A. She places an ad in the L.A. Times, drama student in need of room and board, in exchange for housekeeping. She meets some crazy, devious men, a few zany women, and ultimately meets an 80-year-old mysterious woman who she moves in with, and both their lives change. So now that I'm rewriting, I did write a screenplay based on that 70s novel, and years have gone by, and it's time to make a change. So there's been a big shift in where we are now going with this screenplay.
Right.
And my partner in crime is Gerald DePago, who wrote Phenomenon, Message in a Bottle, Distinct with Anthony Hopkins, The Forgotten with Julianne Moore, Angel Eyes with J-Lo, and Words and Pictures with Juliette Binoche and Clive Owens. He's a superb screenwriter. And one of my dearest friends for 30 years. So he used to be my mentor, and now we decided to partner with the script. And we're making some very interesting changes, including making it present day instead of the 70s. So it's really fun now to recreate this story and have it be the basic story still.
And she
now doesn't go to the telephone booth and try to find a quarter or move the telephone to the tub when it doesn't reach. Here's other challenges.
And did you also change something pretty significant about the character herself?
Yes, but I'm not going to give that away just yet.
Okay. See, I had a sneak preview, so I kind of know.
Yeah. Not for public consumption yet.
Okay, got it.
But I think it's going to make an interesting story that people read, you know, the book in the 70s and now see the movie in present day.
Right.
It's a very interesting story as to why we made these changes.
Right. Yeah, I'm
back when Jerry wrote Instinct, it was based on the book Ishmael about this gorilla who's a guru looking for a disciple in a newspaper. Fascinating. And what he did as an adaptation was plant Anthony Hopkins in a jungle to be raised by gorillas. Because otherwise it would be a cartoon with a gorilla looking for a disciple. So it's quite a creative, wonderful process making these changes, and we're having fun with it. And we're going to be done pretty quickly with it, and I think it's going to be very successful.
Wonderful.
I hope.
Wonderful. I'm just curious, really quick, before we have to tie things up. Given that you wrote the book back in the 70s, why did you decide to turn it into a movie now?
Well, I didn't write the book in the 70s. I wrote the book about my time in the 70s.
Right. Okay.
So I started the book in Paris when I went there in the late 80s.
Okay.
After I sold a business that I had. And I always knew it was going to be a film. In fact, I kept asking God, why do I have to write this book? I know it's going to be a film. Why don't I just dive into the screenplay? And I met Ron Howard, actually, when I was living in Santa Fe. And I said, Ron, I have this really interesting idea. I told him the idea. He kind of flipped over it. And he said, just write the book first. Then write the screenplay.
Okay.
And then I saw him 5 years later, believe it or not, in Santa Monica, and I said, guess what? I finished the book. He, of course, didn't remember, and I reminded him, and his wife remembered it. So he's going to get the screenplay.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. That's great, that's great. Well,
you never know.
You'll have to come back on the show once the movie premieres. You know that, right?
Oh, I would love to.
Wonderful.
It would be an honor and a privilege. Yes.
Yeah, it would be. Honor would be all mine. Okay. So real quick, as we're finishing up, Sponda Cards, where can people get it?
They can go to Amazon. I'm telling you, it is the best gift. Great stocking stuffer. Not that expensive. $19.99. In fact, it should be $25.99.
Yeah.
But the publishers wanted to keep it really reasonable for people, and it seems to be working.
Wonderful.
So or you can go to spondacards.com. But it is on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the bookstores.
And
Pushing Upward can also be purchased on Amazon.
Right.
Or on Hay House website.
If people want to learn more about you, work with you, get in contact with you, where can they go?
So they can go to AndreaAdler.com, and you'll see three websites. You'll see Holistic PR, Sponda Cards, and Pushing Upward, because I don't know how else to do it.
Wonderful. And that's AndreaAdler.com.
Correct. Yes. And I love working, consulting with people and their business ideas and helping them move forward or take their business to the next level. It's a two-hour consultation that has literally made people millionaires with just 2 hours. Shifted them completely.
Yeah.
And I won't be doing that for too long. I'm going to be selling Holistic PR very soon. Just focusing on documentary films and this institute that I want to create.
Wonderful, wonderful. So you hear that? If you want to work with her, you better get in touch with her soon. Andrea Adler.
And or if you're interested in, purchasing this product. I mean, I've been doing this for over 30 years. There's a lot of information. There's books I would, sell to you. So much information I would train you with. And it's really time for me to shift gears.
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, Andrea,
even if you just want to buy the name Holistic PR, which is a great title.
Which is a lot of... Well, Andrea, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on the show today. I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much. It was great to see you a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And I hope to see you soon. I'll be in New York for Thanksgiving, so
I
hope to see you then.
Yeah, let's definitely find some time to get together when you're in town, okay?
All right, dear. Thank you.
All right. And thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning in, whether on the talkradio.nyc or through our Facebook Live. Thank you so much. Stay tuned, because coming up next, it's Ellen Lycan and her show, Poker Divas, with a brand new show, followed by Kai Cole talking about Rebirth. So stay tuned, and we will talk to you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
ting, 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 ting,
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Do you like comic books and movies? How about TV and pop culture? Then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Michael Dolce, host of Secrets of the Sire. Joined every week by my co-host, Hassan, Lord of the Radio Godwin. Together, we have over 15 years' experience creating graphic novels, screenplays, and more. Join us as we bring you the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, talkradio.nyc.
Did you know you've been playing poker your whole life, even if you've never played a hand of cards? Hi, I'm Ellen Lakend, author of Poker Woman and host of the new show, Poker Divas. On the show, I talk about how poker strategy helps you win in business, life, and love. Tune in live every Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.